Host. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A federal appeals court temporarily halts President Biden's student debt relief plan.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocks the Biden administration from discharging any student loan debt, siding with several Republican-led states who filed an emergency request over the White House's debt forgiveness plan. The notice of appeal filed hours after a district judge ruled the states of Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina failed to establish a reason for an injunction. President Biden launching the application process for the program earlier this week, which aims to cancel $10,000 in loan debt for those making less than $125,000 a year or households making less than $250,000, with Pell Grant recipients receiving an additional $10,000 in debt forgiveness. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
President Biden again saying he intends to run for re-election, but saying
we have time to make that decision.
The president speaking to MSNBC on abortion. The president said if Republicans gain control of Congress and pass laws to ban abortion nationwide, he will veto anything they do. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon reacting after he was sentenced earlier today to 4 months behind bars for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th committee.
We've got appeals on, you know, use of attorney, separation of powers, executive privilege, the structure of the January 6th committee. So we've got a lot of appeals. We'll work through the appeals process. And so this is all, my sentencing is all pending the appeals process, and we'll work through it.
Bannon speaking with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He's also ordered to pay a $6,500 fine. Former President Trump has been issued a subpoena to appear before the same committee after it voted last week to do so. Trump's being asked to appear at the Capitol or via video conference November 14th, though his appearance will not be public. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are several names coming up as potential replacements for Liz Truss as UK Prime Minister.
Penny Mordaunt is the first candidate to officially enter the race to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss. Mordaunt formerly served as Defence Secretary. She also gathered support in the Tory Party's recent leadership contest. Other likely contenders so far are Rishi Sunak. He's the former Finance Minister who lost to Truss in the recent election. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also likely to be a serious candidate. Contenders will need the backing of 100 of the 357 Conservative Party lawmakers. If only one candidate hits that mark, they could become the next PM as early as Monday. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Truss resigned yesterday after only 6 weeks in office. Pfizer says it will charge $110 to $130 for a dose of COVID vaccine once the federal government stops buying the shot. But the company says it expects many people will continue to get it for free through private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid. Pfizer says the commercial pricing for adult doses could start early next year. Wastewater could soon be on tap in Colorado.
Colorado's Water Quality Agency giving preliminary approval to regulate direct potable reuse, the process of treating sewage and sending it directly to taps without first being dispersed in a large body of water. Pending a final vote next month, the state would reportedly become the first to adopt direct potable reuse regulations, which conservationists call a significant opportunity as Colorado's population grows and regional water supplies dwindle. There's no specific federal regulations for direct potable reuse, though projects have to comply with federal health standards for drinking water.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.